CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. A conservative collapse in Britain as the Labour Party wins big in the country's elections. Is with the BBC.
This is an astonishing turnaround in British politics. 5 years ago, Labour recorded one of its worst ever results. Now it's on course for a thumping majority. It means Sir Keir Starmer, the former human rights lawyer, who only became a politician less than 10 years ago, is now headed for Downing Street.
The US celebrates Independence Day. Fireworks and music highlighting a party in Texas. Beachgoers celebrating the 4th at South Padre Island, Texas, were ordered out of the water after shark attacks were reported. Reporter Chris Fox has more.
The U.S. Coast Guard deploying drones, boats, and a helicopter to keep around South Padre Island from any further shark attacks. The first reported around 11 a.m. A man severely bitten in the leg. He was treated and taken to a local hospital. According to Texas Game Warden Captain Chris Dowdy, in the span of about 2 hours, 4 separate attacks were reported. Authorities believe a single shark about 6 feet long was responsible. Dowdy adding that the last reported shark attack in the area was 5 years ago. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Heat is a concern across the country this holiday week. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
The city of Portland, Oregon has declared a state of emergency where many are without air conditioning.
Yeah, I think anytime it gets in the triple digits, it's alarming.
Holiday heat stretching coast to coast, pushing 100 degrees in the nation's capital this 4th of July.
It's hot. Yeah, make sure you have plenty of water. If you can, find some shade.
134 million Americans are under alerts. Hurricane Beryl has strengthened back into a Category 3 storm. It's heading for what could be a direct hit on Mexico's Caribbean coast resort of Tulum. Authorities are urging tourists to leave the white sand beaches there. Beryl regained strength late Thursday with wind speeds of 115 miles per hour. A groundbreaking law just went into effect in Illinois. CBS's Stacey Lynn has details.
If a parent is a social media influencer and gets paid for their content that features their kids, those kids are entitled to be compensated. Under the law, if the kids are in 30% of the videos, 15% of the parent's earnings must be put in a trust under the child's name until they're 18.
Streaming platforms including Netflix, Disney, and Paramount are challenging an order that requires them to help fund Canadian broadcasting. The Motion Picture Association says it has filed an appeal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-204-4240. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-204-4240. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-204-4240.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all.
It's National Workaholics Day, an opportunity to ask, am I working too much?
You work hard, but remember that work isn't everything.
If you work too many hours, it can actually be counterproductive because you burn out. Just because you're working more hours doesn't mean you're working better. You work much better when you're rested, when you've had a chance to recover from work.
Dr. Matt Peacecheck, assistant professor of management at Wayne State University, says working too hard can also lead to other health problems. Best you take breaks and set boundaries to allow yourself to recover, and you'll actually do better work when you return. Ryan Recker for CBS News Detroit.
A 75-year-old American swimmer took a dip in the murky Seine River in Paris to highlight the French government to clean up the river for the Summer Olympic Games. Hours later, officials released data showing that the Seine's water quality has improved over the past week, raising hopes the river can host Olympic swimming events. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mother Nature following up the fireworks display with her own fireworks, with showers and storms around in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s and light south winds. Mostly cloudy, mid-70s Friday, with more storms in the afternoon. It's 69 at our studios.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together.
Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless now. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for politics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
sugary smile. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dragging the line.
La la la.
reservation, don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go.
Tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. All gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back. But today, again, I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go. On the street, and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. In the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, riding high at a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding, all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
Local news and timeless hits.
Nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and you're
your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot French fries.